Good morning, church. This is a weird thing for me to say good morning to church because we serve the church at 5:30 p.m. As it is weird for you to hear from a Muslim background pastor for the first time, I guess. So, I didn't ask, should I go by a slide or you will control? You'll do that? Okay, perfect. So I just want to introduce myself and the time Pastor Dave gave me is 35 to 40 minutes. I hope this part is not part of calculation. So thank you from the pastoral team, leadership, and all of you to accept me today as a speaker. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity to share Word of God with you and a little bit about our missionary and our ministry that God has called us to. My wife Sophia and I were born in a Muslim families in Iran. And about 24 years ago, Jesus called us to himself through visions and dreams by leading through Persian Christian satellite channel, which I have teaching now in same satellite channels. So this is the way God works. And we face persecution because all of us know following Christ in Iran is costly. We face persecutions and eventually we had to leave our country because becoming Christian is a criminal. And our criminal statement is, I just translated, action against national security through the promotion of evangelical Christianity. This is my criminal in Iran. And they wanted to kill me because of this. So we lived in Turkey as a refugee. We registered with UNHCR and we were living there about 19 months. So December of 2010, we left the country, and in July 2012, we arrived to Toronto. During those difficult years, months, we were in Turkey, God taught us how to follow him practically. And God shaped our faith through his word. In suffering, he taught us that he is faithful. We learned this session in a couple of times during the suffering. I don't know, but maybe some of you watched the movie called Apocalypto. If you didn't, I just encourage you to do that. By end of the movie, I understood what is happening. And when the movie finished, I didn't read about the movie, but when the movie finished, that young man knows what I'm saying. This movie has been provided by Mel Gibson, and it has some shadows of the Bible in it. The first person in the movie, I just encourage you to see him as Jesus and his wife as the church. If you see that, you can see he's bringing to be sacrificed, but doesn't happen. All the things happen on the cross, close to the cross story in the Bible, happened to him. So, but he got freed. He went back, and when the enemy were taking him from his place, he promised to his wife and his young kid, I will come back. I promise I come back. Like Jesus promised us. And then when he comes back, rain is raining, there is a well, the pregnant wife with little son, they are inside the well, rain is filling the well, and she cannot survive. That little boy cannot breathe, so she just take him and put on her shoulder. Just imagine, she's a church. And then she cannot breathe again. She goes a step to the rock to just come breathe like this. At the same time, she delivered the baby. Church of Iran delivered babies like me in that suffering. and we learn how to follow Jesus during that sufferings. So, first attending to Irenian Church of Richmond Hill was in July 29th of 2012, first time in a free church. Even in Turkey, we were attending to the church with fear, because Turkey, I can say, is a backyard of Islamic Republic of Iran. It's dangerous to be in the church there and serve, but we were serving. My first sermon was in Turkey in 2011. But we got baptized finally. I didn't want to get baptized in Turkey because of refugee baptism. I didn't like it. And in Iran, we were not able to get baptized. So we got baptized in 23rd of December 2012, started the worship leading in same church since January 2013. Pastor gone to Alberta. I became leaders in leaders team in 2015, and with second pastor, and 2016. When I turned back to 2016, from my left shoulder, I watched a dark, dark, dark year. But when I watched from my right shoulder to back, it is a bright year. What happened in 2016? In February, I got a heart attack and passed away in front of my wife's eyes in the hospital. And after 5-10 minutes, I don't know how much, but they brought me back by electrical shock. I was 40 at that time. And she hurt her lower back. She was working for HomeSense. She hurt her lower back, and she lost her job as well after 2 weeks of my heart attack. I have 4 stents now. All the airports of Canada, they know. When I passed, beep, 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 beep. Lots of metal inside me. So she hurt her lower back, and she couldn't continue that job. She started physio, and 2 weeks later, 2-3 weeks later, she was talking to brother in Iran about mom's cancer, and she was so sad, and she was dealing with like two ways, which one I can choose: stay here with my sick husband or go visit my mom. And it was dangerous, and our pastor said, Sophia, if you go there and they arrest you and say, okay, you don't have any criminal, we say, but you have to stay here and call your husband to come. What's going to happen to your little daughter? She decided to stay with me and don't go to mom, and mom passed away a month later. All of these, plus 43 days later, dad passed away as well. In 5 months, I was reading Book of Job 5 times, and I was trying to pastor, to shepherd my family with that book. You just guess what happened after these 5 months. In June 2016, I became the pastor of the church. By His grace, we began serving the Iranian church in Richmond Hill in June 2016. Later, we moved to New Market, just 30-40 kilometers north of the Richmond Hill. And we watched there is no Iranian church there, and Iranian community is growing. So we planted the Iranian church in New Market in 2019. And now Pastor Arash is serving the church, and we are in process of ordination of him. And he's blessed. Word said lucky, I say blessed. So EFCC process of ordination is changed. He is so free. So, yeah. And now God is opening doors for our ministry among the Farsi-speaking people in Turkey, Iran, and here in Canada. So a little bit of my experiences. I was dialect director, translator, dialect director, narrator, and the recorder's assistant and interpreter for them for 3 movies to my local language. This is my 4th and a half language. I grew up with Gilaki local language for a province north of Iran. About 3 million people in all the world, we speak that language. And Farsi. We grew up with these 2 languages. I learned Turkish and trying to learn English a little bit. Was successful till now, and half Arabic I can speak. So 24 years ago, I learned that the word, don't be scared, Allahu Akbar is wrong. Allah means the stone that the nation of Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh were worshipping, and is an idol. And Akbar means greatest. 24 years ago, I learned that Jesus is greatest. And God led me through visions and dreams. I just cut off here. If anyone wants to hear about the dreams and the way he brought us to himself, I can speak to you during the barbecue time. And through all these years, in 2022, we were in Turkey and recording. That time, God gave us another vision, and this vision was about serving Iranian people in Turkey and in Iran. We came back, talked to the leaders in EFCC, and then from that time, we became the member of missionaries in Serve Beyond as well. Then lots of stories. Again, now, as a Serve Canada team, we serve in Canada, in Turkey, in Iran. What we do in Iran over internet, we do discipleship, teach them the baptism classes, the courses, and then invite them to Turkey. Or if Turkey is not too safe for these days, we plan to invite them to Armenia and baptize these people. And they go back and share the gospel with others, like 2,000 years ago, three Maggies did. The root of Christianity is not 150 years. We know the Iranian church is so baby church. The root of Christianity is 2,000 years in Iran. Three Maggies went back to Iran. They didn't come like I came from Toronto. They paid the cost. They were, I can say, about 100 people. Lots of animals they were carrying with themselves to eat, to have chef, to have servants. So this much people came, visited Jesus, and God taught them, do not go back from the way you came. After visiting Jesus, your heart has to be changed. Your ways has to be changed. So these people are coming out of Iran. They get baptized. No photo, no certificate, nothing. We don't give them anything. They go back to Iran and share the gospel with others. This is our story and what we are doing now. And today I want to just talk about, we are blessed to be blessing for our nation, our tribe, our people, and the other nations. We are blessed to be blessing. In Genesis 12, God says to Abraham, I will bless you, and all people on earth will be blessed through you. God called Abraham to leave his land, his comfort, and his future was in God's hand. Why? Not only to bless Abraham himself, but so that through him, many nations would be blessed. This is still God's heart for today. God calls people, God sends people, God blesses people, and then God uses those people to bless the other nations. In many ways, our story reflects this calling. God brought us out of Iran through Turkey into Canada, not only for our safety, but so we could serve others who are walking through the same darkness as we sing in the first worship song. It touched my heart. I was in the darkness. I was praying to fake God, and God brought me out of that darkness and cleansed me. And if he leave me alone, still I'm the same person. That's why I try to walk with him every day. Let's touch up a little bit Psalm 67, God's heart for the nations. Psalm 67 says, may God be gracious and may bless us. So that you say, may be known on the earth your name. your salvation among all nations. The song does not stop with God bless us. The blessing has a promise, of course, in the beginning. But by end, it says God already blessed us. One psalm, I just want to, I always give the homework after the preaching. Go read Psalm 67 and compare it with the whole Bible. At the beginning, at the end. This is the story that you can find in Genesis and in Revelation, in Psalm 67. So that the nations may know him. In Revelation, we know that. What's going to happen in Revelation? All the wise people, all the nations and tribes and angels, they are worshiping him and calling his name. We are blessed to become a blessing. The gospel was never meant for one nation only. From Genesis to Revelation, we see God calling people from every tribe, language, and nation. Matthew 28 and Acts 1, I just want to bring it to a puzzle and mix it together for you. The mission of God. In Matthew 28, Jesus gives the great mission in go make disciples of all nations. Jesus says in Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. And yesterday we were hearing that during the conference from our speaker, and that was a good point for stamp for me. This is the thing you have to talk tomorrow. I knew I had it in my notes. First in Jerusalem, then Samaria, then to the end of the earth. Those two passages belong together. In Matthew, Jesus gives the mission. In Acts, Jesus gives the power. The Holy Spirit empowers us. And then Jesus sends us. Jerusalem was the disciples' home, but also the place of fear, failure, and denial. Yet Jesus says, you will be my witnesses where you were weak, where you were denied, where you were not success. God often begins his work in the place where we feel weakest. Just believe me, I was the shyest student during my high school. And if we had a presentation, sometimes, I know here the Canadian schools do that, four students has to gather together and do one presentation. I always was the writer, not the speaker. And then God changed me. When I was introducing myself, my background is in electrical engineering background, and I have experience of over 4 years journalist too. And God mixed all of these, and now he's using me in the pulpit in my fourth language. So God changed. And Samaria was different. Jewish people normally avoided Samaritans because of culture and religious barriers, but Jesus already showed in John chapter 4 that the gospel crosses those barriers. The love of Christ is greater than human divisions. Then Jesus says, to the end of the earth. Matthew explains before Jesus gave these promises about like empowered by the Holy Spirit. First mission comes. First calling comes. If we go by order, Matthew 28 is before Acts chapter 1, right? So mission has been given. The calling has been happened. And then power came. What we see in Matthew 28, first, go. I want to just touch 4 points. Go. The gospel is not meant to stay inside church walls. God calls his people to move, serve, speak, love, and reach others. Some go across the world, some go across the streets, but And every believer is being called to participate in God's mission. Abraham had to leave his land. The disciples had to leave the upper room. And sometimes God calls us to leave our comfort so others can know Him. Remember Psalm 67? And what happened to Abraham is happening to every single of us if we see that. The second point, he says, make disciples. Jesus did not simply say, make converters. He said, make disciples. A disciple must be taught, encouraged, shepherded, and grow up to be another new teacher, to grow up another disciples. This is the way we mentor new believers, teach theology conferences in Turkey, and help hurting people to be healed from traumas, lots of traumas. I grew up with lots of traumas. I remember when I was 10, Iran and Iraq were in war, and the plane came and goop. I'm 51 now. 41 years ago, I heard this voice, this noise, and every time, even now, I hear such a noise, suddenly my color gets yellow. Just imagine. How many of you have your Bible with you? Don't be shy. Tell me. Just imagine. Yeah, electronic one. I love it. Even my voice is in there because I was working for a translation team to my local language, and I just recorded it as well. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew is my voice. And the which application you use? The brown one? YouVersion. In Gilaki language, go to Matthew, my voice is there. So younger than now. Just imagine having, carrying, and talking about the Bible is a crime. I want to invite you to close your eyes. And imagine we are in Iran or any other Islamic country, and carrying Bible is a crime. And all of you have one. Oh, officer came. What do you do with your Bible? We were attending to the church for 5 years with this situation. Every time we were waiting to officer come and arrest us. Just because we were having Bible. This is the situation of that country. But still people are coming, and the most growing Christianity community is my back home, Iran. So harvest is too much, and servants, we are alone, and we are asking you to join us and help us. This is the way we mentor those people who are dealing with lots of traumas in Turkey, and they are stuck there. They are registered with UNHCR, and they don't have any way to come out of the country. They are temporarily living for over 12 years, some of them. I know people, when we went back as a missionary to Turkey, I was running a seminar in one city, and the guy came to me and said, hey brother, when you came to Turkey, I said, December 2010. He said, I was here 2 months before you. And he was still there. That was 2023 in the city of Kırıkkale we went. Some of these people, their children grew up there. We were witness about the suicide of lots of young people. Some of them were successful, some of them, no. Because they cannot go back to Iran, they will be arrested, and they don't have any way to come out of Turkey. Lots of young people, 18 to 23. I was witness about 8 young girl and boy. I even have the photos in my records. Many people are coming to faith from Muslim backgrounds, but they need a spiritual family, teaching, and support. The third point, Jesus says, is all nations. From Genesis to Revelation, God's heart has always been for the nation. Different nations, different tribes. God blessed Abraham so all peoples of the earth would be blessed through him. Jesus came so whoever believes in him would have eternal life. And now Jesus sends his church, sends his disciples, sends us to do his work. Jesus has been sent to save the lives. And Jesus now sending his disciples, sending us to continue his work among the all nations, all languages, and all peoples. Today we are seeing this happen among the Persian speakers and in Iran, in Turkey, and beyond. And the most important thing he says during this Great Commission, I am with you always. Jesus ends the Great Commission with the promise. Just remember Psalm 67. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. He does not say, I might be with you. He says, I am with you. You remember when God spoke to Moses in burning bush, I am who I am. Or in a gospel, the Gospel of John chapter 8, Jesus says, before Abraham was born, I am. And now, in Great Commissions, he says, I am with you. Now he says to the church, I am with you. This is our confidence in ministry and mission. Not our strength, not our resources, not our experiences, his persons. And because he is with us, we continue the mission he has given to the church. Just think about Romans 10. How will they hear? Romans 10 asked important questions. How can they believe in the one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? This is why mission matters. God, of course, could do everything by himself. But he chose us to use his church. Some go, some send, some pray. But all of us are part of the God's mission. What God has called us to do, today God has opened doors since 2022 we started this, to serve Farsi speakers, plus Farsi speakers in Canada, in Turkey, and Iran, and Afghanistan. You know, Afghan people, they speak with accent, speak Farsi. We can understand each other. And Tajik people as well, people from Tajikistan. Some of the ministries including mentoring and discipling. I mentor 7 person in Turkey. You know what they ask from me? Just 1 hour over the phone per month. They don't have any brother or sister to talk to. Just 1 hour per month is enough for them. They encourage, they get empowered and continue. Training, like theological and leadership conferences there. Trauma healing conferences, which I am educated about and I got the certificate for refugee people, persecuted believers, supporting underground believers, helping hurting families, refugees, widows, and poor people, encouraging churches and pastors among the Persian speakers, planting new churches in Ontario. We're planning for city of Barrie as well. Please have us in prayer for that one. As people who came from the same background, language, and culture, God allows us to shepherd, encourage, and help these people. These believers can communicate with us personally. We want to serve on behalf of Canadian churches, bringing the love of Christ to people who are suffering and searching for hope. how you can partner with us for these people, especially after this January. Over 100,000 people has been killed in Iran. I have at least called every 2-3 days. One person came out of the country and he says, or she says, we hate that religion and we want to come to Christ. They are knowing the real face of fake religions. So how can you partner? One, pray for us. Prayer always was and is powerful. In Act 12, prayers opened the prison doors for Peter. In Act 13, prayer sent Paul and Barnabas into mission. Through scriptures, God moves through the prayers of his people. Please pray for our protection, for open doors, for new believers, for underground churches, and for wisdom and strength. And you can support financially. Mission requires partnership. And in Luke chapter 8, people supported Jesus and his disciples financially. In Philippians 4, Paul calls these gifts as a fragrant offering before God. Exodus, Romans, 1 Corinthians, lots of examples you have. You can read on the screen, I guess. Yeah. Your support will help. Conferences happen. Refugees receive care. Leaders receive training. Believers receive discipleship. Missions team travel and serve. Maybe for some people it is one-time support. For others, monthly support. Maybe a church can sponsor part or one full project. And every partnership would be matter. And I go to closing. Church, God called Abraham to leave his land so that many nations would be blessed through him. Today, God is still calling his people. Maybe he's calling some to go. Maybe he's calling others to pray. Maybe he's calling others to send and support. But all of us are invited to participate in his mission. We are blessed to be blessing. Amen. And now you can scan and partner in a minute, or if you want, some piece of papers and our prayer card are there. And do you remember that Jesus says, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, I needed clothes, I was sick, I was in prison. What if Jesus comes to visit you every day? I was saying before, I don't use it that much, but I've been led to say in this church too, if Jesus comes to you and visits you every day, are you buying a coffee for him? Timmy's, McDonald's, Starbucks, or your local coffee shop? Don't need a donut. Just the coffee is enough. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity you gave me. Pastor Dick, can I ask you to pray for our mission first before you invite? Sorry, sisters.
Pray together. Heavenly Father, we just praise you and we thank you for the words that we have heard this morning, for the mission and the work that is being done through our brother. I just pray your blessing and your anointing upon him as he speaks, as he encounters, as he does the work that he is doing in person and online, as he translates, as he encourages, as he teaches. Father, may you just bless each and every word that comes from him. May he be your vessel to speak and to be your hands and feet, your voice to those who so desperately need it. Father, we are so grateful that he has come from the background that he has, that he was from the country of Iran, that he grew up and he began to hear your voice. And that he heeded your voice. And so, Father, we ask your blessing upon him and upon his ministry. And, Father, if there are any here this morning who are able to support. Father, I pray that we would be faithful in praying for him. But if those who can give financially can give, Father, we ask that you would just lay it upon our hearts to do in that manner. Bless Siavash. Bless his wife, Sophia. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you.